Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. This is Roland. Welcome to the program. And this is my new program. It's called Shedding Shackles. Those of you who are expecting Talk to a Pastor, well, this is the new home for Talk to a Pastor. All the Talk to a Pastor videos and programs and lectures, they're all still going to be here. Just go to the website, sheddingshackles.com, and they're all there. And I'm the same person, but I like the term shedding shackles. You see, my message is universal. It's universal. It's for everyone. All creeds, all races, all nationalities, all parts of the world. It's for all people. Okay? And so I think shedding shackles is more appropriate. You see, the problem with people is that we're enslaved. People are enslaved. Enslaved to the past. Enslaved to emotions, unhappy memories, enslaved to negative thoughts, enslaved to substances, and enslaved to each other. How many of us are afraid of speaking up to someone, or afraid of saying something, or of rocking the boat? Or, see, we're afraid. We're enslaved, okay? We're enslaved by everything. Now you see people enslaved by their iPhones, video games. It seems like just about anything that a person does, even if it's something that could be innocent, like a hobby or work, we need to work to live, you know, we need to work. So work should be good, but you see people enslaved to their work. You see people enslaved to an image they have. They have to maintain an image of being cool or being smart or being together. So out in the workplace, they put on quite the act of being a very cool and calm person and very together, and then as soon as they get home, they throw themselves on the bed and start pounding the pillow and crying, okay? So they're enslaved to an image. Some people are enslaved to a negative image that was hoisted upon them when they were a little child. They were told that they were clumsy or that they were stupid or that they were no good. How many children have been told things like that by a parent? Can you imagine the cruelty? But some people, they become enslaved to that. They become enslaved to it for their whole life. They think, well, I'm just clumsy. I'm no good. See, it's very sad. So this program, Shedding Shackles, is the same thing I've been doing for 25 years. 25 years, but I'm the only difference between now and then. I'm better now than I was then. Much better. Because I know more. I have more understanding. And pray God my message will be well received. So let's talk about shedding the shackles of enslavement and becoming free. See, once upon a time when you were a little child, before you were traumatized and put down and slapped around and beat up and pressured and, see, before all of that, before you were forced into some mold, why, you were happy and carefree. Every day was a day of discovery. You leapt from bed in the morning full of joy and looked forward to a day of discovery. Well, that's the way you're supposed to be now. I don't care what age you are. You could be 60 years old or 70 or 80. 80 years old, you should still, well, maybe not jump from bed, but get up from bed with joy, looking forward to a beautiful day. All right, so let's make that happen, shall we? Shall we make that happen? So let's get started. Let's get started. So as soon as the announcement is over, I'm going to really, really get into it. So be ready and be sure to write down the web address. Now, this announcement is about my meditation, which is the bread and butter of my program to help you recover from the past and refine joy. So listen carefully. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to sheddingshackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit sheddingshackles.com and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, the meditation helps you to get centered. It's very important. You see, it's anti-hypnotic. What it is, is it helps you to refine that state of mind, that state of being that you had when you were a little child, before you were upset, before you were traumatized, before you were pressured, okay, at which point you were still free. And so this little meditation, actually, it's so simple. You just go sit in a room, in a chair, and it only takes 6 minutes to practice, but it helps you to get out of, first of all, out of negative thinking. See, one of the things that is enslaving you now is your thoughts. As a matter of fact, that may be the major thing right now. That may be the major thing. See, what you tend to focus on, well, my wife nags me, and my husband is mean, and my kids are spoiled, and the neighbors are noisy, and, it's that kind of stuff, right? My coworkers dump work on me. My boss is not grateful for what I do for him. See, that's what you tend to focus on, judging other people. You've become fixated to other people. See, that's another form of enslavement. Resenting other people fixates you to them. Every little thing they do, every little thing they say, you judge. See, it's not good. But I don't want to talk about that right now. I want to say that that's what you think you're enslaved by. And then, of course, a misguided lifestyle. See, the other thing you're enslaved to, I was going to talk about thoughts, but I want to talk about something else also. I want to talk about education. You know, doesn't it strike you as odd that America spends more money on education than any country in the world has ever spent? And you see kids sitting in school, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, and then they don't know anything. They have trouble reading. They can't do math. What's wrong? Well, you have kids that come over here from Pakistan or Bangladesh, and they're here for a few months and they win the spelling bee, and they're doing, calculus. They're doing calculus, and they're winning the spelling bee. And you have kids that have been here for years and years and years and years, and they can barely read. Something is wrong with the school system. Something is terribly wrong. Okay, it's obvious. See? But so the problem is, though, that you have become, and you become fixated to these gods, to these demigods of education, the teachers and the coaches and the professors and the experts, see, and the pundits on TV and the writers and all of these people claiming to know something, see? And so you become fixated to them. You're in a hypnotic state, trance, fixated to them, awaiting them to spoon-feed you knowledge, to guide you, to direct you, see? And what happens is you are misdirected. You know, one One expert says do this and the other one says do that, the opposite. See? One expert says this is good for you, the other one says it's bad for you. Unless you have your intuition, unless you come back to your common sense and to your intuition, your God-given intuition, which you are close to when you're not in the hypnotized state, when you're in the aware state, which I'm trying to help you to get to, which you once had when you were a little child, then you can see for yourself. See, you can see that 1 + 1 = 2. You don't need anyone to tell you because you can see it. Maybe they told you, okay, but then you also see it for yourself. That's what you need. You need to be like Albert Einstein. He saw for himself. He didn't do very well in school. He saw for himself. So, but as long as you're fixated, see, to the outside and to education, then you become misled. See, instead of being led by your God-given intuition, what the good Lord had meant for you, your intuition would be a lamp under your feet. It's wordless. You just kind of know which way to go and which way not to go, and you discover at lightning speed, and see, like you once did when you were a little child. Remember how quickly you learned when you were a little tiny child? Well, that's the way it ought to be, in the light of intuition. See, you glean what's useful, you easily, without effort, discard what's not useful. You discover your own talents, what God wanted you to be, why you could be an Einstein or a Madame Curie or a Sojourner Truth or a Susan B. Anthony or a Ruth or a Beethoven or a Mozart. See? So you have to come back to your intuition, come back to becoming centered again. And then you can live your life properly, and then when you're living properly, you won't have all the relationship issues and financial issues and all kinds of other issues that come from not living properly, and addiction issues and everything else. But you have to start with the basics. You have to get out of the thought stream, learn to become still, and refine your intuition. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the secure PayPal button. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Shedding the shackles of the past and becoming free. Yes, becoming free. Life could be oh so good, and life could be oh so sweet if you could just learn how to stop resenting other people and be more patient with other people. Patience means overlooking. Overlooking. See, it would be very nice. It would be very good for you if the day came when all of a sudden the truth dawned upon you in such a way that you saw your own wrong and you quietly were sad about what you saw about yourself. And then, see, which is called repentance. In the light of truth, you simply see your own wrong and you see that you can't change yourself and you regret what you see and it just makes you sad. You feel regret, remorse about what you are. Maybe you cry a little tear. Okay? It's painful. So you have pain, and then the pain becomes sadness. But then you know what? If it's real repentance from God. See, God repents you. You can't repent yourself. You have to wait for Him to do it and hope He will. But then after the sadness, you know what? Then comes gladness. So it's like a sad glad. You're sad to see your own wrong, but you're glad to see it. And then you wipe the tear from your eye. And you go out in the world, and now you hear the birds sing, and the sky is blue, and beautiful puffy clouds, and flowers are beautiful, and life starts to become sweet again. And you know what? You realize that you've been forgiven. You wake up one morning, you realize that the guilts that used to haunt you, they're gone. See, God has forgiven you. And then, you know, maybe after God has forgiven you, then maybe then you can forgive other people. See, the problem is now you resent other people. You resent your father who wasn't there for you. Your mom who was maybe always sick or always, she was too much, always pressuring you, ambitious for you, or nagging you. See, just too much. Not enough dad, too much mom. Or maybe you resented your brother who was cruel, or your sister who was vicious, put you down, see? Or you went to school and you resented other kids. There were bullies, and then there were teachers' pets, and then there were students that were so popular with everyone else, and maybe you weren't so popular, so you hated them, see? And then there were teachers who pressured and coaches who pressured. See, maybe you disliked the pressure and rebelled and went out in the streets and joined a gang or, you know, took drugs or dropped out. Or maybe you went along with the pressure. You gave in to the pressure. You were glad for the pressure because it took you away from home, from your horrible home environment. So you gave in and went along and studied and studied and studied to get the approval of the teachers and the coaches and the academicians. See? So you went that route. So you sold your soul for knowledge. Okay? And then years later, you have degrees hanging upon the wall, and you're still not fulfilled. It didn't bring you happiness like they said it would. See, something is missing. Something is missing in your life. Well, so you want to find what's missing in your life? Well, maybe it would begin by softening your heart a little bit and being a bit more forgiving about other people. See, maybe it's good when you become an adult and then you see yourself messing up. You see communication with your partner is not good. You see communication with your kids is not good. You see yourself struggling and foundering. You see yourself putting on an act. You see all that, then you realize, hey, maybe your dad wasn't deliberately not there for you. Maybe he was struggling just as you are. Maybe your mom was struggling just as you are. Maybe she wasn't deliberately being mean. So then you can have more pay. You can forgive them because you see that you're just like them. Okay? And then when you forgive your parents, well, then maybe you can start forgiving other people and refine the good life. Leave a comment or a question, use our 24-hour listener call-in line at 510-455-8851. Hello, this is Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues, like unhappiness, negative thoughts, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get upset so easily. For example, how about my Easy Meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. Visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at sheddingshackles.com. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Shedding the shackles of the past that bind you. See, shedding the shackles of the past and negative thoughts and unhappy memories. But you know, all those unhappy memories and negative thoughts and regrets and grudges against people and, you know, all of that, it's, you know what's at the heart of it? It's unforgiveness. It's resentment and judgment. See, resentment and judgment. See, what happened was when you were a little kid and, you know, your father should have been there to protect you. He should have been stronger than the world. You needed him to be the noble knight, the knight in shining armor to protect you and to guide you and to be there for you. But undoubtedly he failed. Either he wasn't there, or there was a divorce, or he had issues, or maybe he was around. You know, he was home, he went to work, he came home, he watched television. On the weekend he barbecued and so on. But there was something missing. He didn't have that special something that you needed. It's called agape love. It's fatherly love. It's actually from God. It would come through him from God. He didn't have that. And your mom, your poor, unloved mom, okay, she resented her husband because he wasn't there for her either. She needed something from him, which he didn't have. See, maybe he brought her flowers and chocolates, but the real fatherly agape love that she needed, he didn't have it, so she resented him. So maybe you went out in the world looking for love. Okay, what did you find? You found use and abuse. Okay. And so then you end up resenting people. But in your resentment of people, in your resentment of your father or your mom or boyfriends or other kids or co-workers or whoever it is that you resent, or turn it on yourself. See, most people then eventually turn it on themselves. They resent themselves. See, well, you resent yourself. Well, whoever you resent. See, or you project it on, or you resent some other group. See, find something to hate. That's not good. Can you see that hate is not a human emotion? Why are you so full of hate and judgment? Why? Okay, well, what happened? See, you made the mistake of resenting, for example, your parents and judging them and other people, and then you became empty. And when you became empty, you needed love, and you couldn't find love. See, the more you resent, the emptier you feel, because resentment cuts you off from your own ground of good. It cuts you off from God's love. See, your father is just a person. Your mom is just a person. Other men and women and people, they're just people. See, the real love that you need, see, it would have been nice if you could have seen it in your father. That would have been nice. But if he didn't have it, well, then just forgive him, because you can still find it. You can find it within, see, fatherly love. But in order to do so, you have to stop fixating to other people with resentment and judgment. But the more you resented them, the emptier you felt. So you tried to compensate, maybe with knowledge, with degrees, with work, with money, with achievement, sports achievement or academic achievement, or with friends or popularity or food. See, you ate food too. It was like love, felt like love. Okay, but it enslaved you one way or the other. Everything enslaves you. If it's not from God, if it's not, then it enslaves. Okay? So the emptier you felt, then what did you do? Then you resented other people more. And the more you resented them, the emptier you felt. So into this emptiness then eventually came a very judgmental nature. A very judgmental nature. See? Sometimes you can hear it in your mind talking. You can hear it saying negative things. Very cruelly clever, creatively cruelly clever things. Is that really you? Is that what you really want to be? Of course not. It's not really what you want, the way you want to be. It's not what you want to think. It's not even your thought. But into the emptiness, into the vacuum, see, because of your resentment of your father and your hatred of people, then there a vacuum came. And into that vacuum then comes an unholy spirit. that takes up residence within you, and it feels like you. It claims to be you. You think it's you, but it's not you. Now you see why you must become objective. You must get out of your negative thoughts and learn to sit still and get into the present moment and refine the innocence that you once had as a little child. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Those of you around the country who are getting the 15-minute version, you absolutely must listen to the second half. It was exquisitely beautiful and had very valuable clues to help you in your recovery from your negative thoughts and emotions. So go to SheddingShackles.com, would you please, and listen to the whole 30-minute program. My name is Roland. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I have lots of resources for you. I have many YouTube lectures and books and all kinds of good things, and especially the meditation could be very helpful. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.